now I think it would be interesting to talk about the how. So we have that huge list. So I wouldn't, the broad how, not the, we're going to have a public meeting and this is exactly how we're going to reach out to everybody. But, so when I think of the how, I think about like a public meeting, like you mentioned earlier. So that's one how.
Press release?
Yep.
I don't know who this puts the pressure on, but publicizing the agenda a week before the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, that's the nitty gritty of this,
yeah,
is how big a email list we generate, and how do we generate interest in reading an email from us.
But free press.
But Ron Huber is recording this, mm-hmm, and we want to make sure that those recordings, that people have access to those recordings.
Right. I had a brouhaha with the Courier Gazette, so they won't post them anymore. But it had nothing to do with the recordings. But it's just have to have somebody else give them there.
How becomes increasingly complicated. Sometimes miss messages because people didn't text me. They use Messenger. And, sometimes I get my news from social media and sometimes I get it from public access television.
Can we have a Facebook page?
The Harbor Master has a Facebook page that, depending on the message, might be appropriate. The city has a Facebook page.
I don't want to spend on it.
You
can let somebody else.
I have another question.
Put together a Facebook page.
An ad hoc committee Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it's not that
Facebook is definitely, that's huge nowadays.
But I could also create a web page that just lists all the resources that we have whenever we post something, like, the Julie's application, all the other economic studies, so that information is available to everybody.
So some online place where we could, or anyone interested could go access core documents.
You might, all those identified interest groups, each of them has their own personal mailing lists and so on, I think.
Yeah.
That would be another, that we contact a few to contact many.
Are we a public hearing? Is this open to the public?
And then if
we are, what are the public notice requirements?
It's a public meeting as opposed to a public hearing.
That we have some obligation to advise the public.
We do. Yep. We
not
do.
Not
as
directly.
City committee, I think it's 24 hours or 12 hours before we have a meeting.
I guess I'm just saying we should be sure that we are complying with that at a minimum.
Is the minimum that it simply needs to be posted at the Rockland main website, which it was.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do we have to do anything more active than that?
We should.
Yeah, I think this is going back to my, here's what we have to do.
Depends on what
we should.
It depends on what the topic of conversation is for a meeting. If it's this where we're just still batting ideas around, it's nice to get other people in there, but it's not like we need the information from the bait harvesters. I think that's where we cross over to whether we need to have a public hearing on these issues or just make sure that our public meetings address, when we're addressing a certain issue, that we make sure that those people are there at the table. Is it a public hearing or is it just a more informal, let's get everybody's input?
You raised this last time, the last meeting, and I went home and I chewed about it a bit, and I thought, things pretty rapidly get unwieldy if you don't have a framework. And there's a pretty standard framework that committee meetings, whatever they are committee meetings. A committee meeting can include a short period of public comment if they want. But to make a committee meeting into a general free-for-all for whoever is in the room, it's pretty soon we're going to lose our grip as to who's saying what. What are we? Who's? Because after all, we're the responsible party. We're the party responsible for producing this report. And not members of the public are not responsible parties in that respect. They have a right to be there at the meeting and to attend, to listen, and when we want serious input, we can hold a public hearing, just as any other city committee can do. I mean, the city council holds routinely a public comment period before its formal meeting. But once the public comment period is over, city council goes to do its work and can't really, literally cannot afford to have people interrupting all the time. And that's why we have the city council does it what it does in that way. It's formal, it's invitational, it includes public comment, but then that's over and the work has to get done. Mm-hmm. Now, if we want to be loosey-goosey about everything, then anybody can talk and everybody can say everything, we could pretty soon lose sight of who is responsible for this process and who is responsible for the end product. That's all I would say. I mean, but there's a long established way of handling that. Is that the committee does the committee's work. No offense, Ron, but people who aren't on the committee don't participate in the committee's work. When we want to have a public comment time, we can do it. When we want to have a public hearing where maybe the whole darn meeting is open to the public, we can do it. But if we don't draw some boundaries around ourselves and how we do what we do, we'll soon find that we've lost our grip somewhere. And I've spent 20 years going to meetings like this for my sins. And you can't afford to let the process just unravel in front of you. It has to be understandable to everybody.
Well, I think the Harbor Management Committee does that pretty well. They have the public comment section, and then if they want, they can invite people that are there. They can say, they can open up discussions if they want, but yeah. If they don't want to, they don't.
So I think you're talking about, there's a lot of things that I think about, but there's regular sort of committee meetings, and there's a responsibility to notify the public about the regular committee meetings, and here's the agenda for those meetings, so that people from the public who are interested in those meetings know where they are, and then they can attend and listen. And then there's sort of the internal operations of those committee meetings, where you, as a committee, can decide, yeah, we want to solicit a certain level of feedback at that meeting, but we're here to work on certain topic areas, and that's what we're going to do, and we'll have a dialogue however it makes sense for that particular agenda. So that's sort of the public meetings, small p, small m. And then there are public meetings, big P, big M, which is where we say, we have a specific thing that we want to go out and talk to the public about. And it's a very strategic thought process that we're going to go through to organize that public meeting. That's sort of the meeting where we might want to present data and receive feedback.
Those are the big P. Different meetings.
Well, I think they're different in the sense that we might say, hey, we're going to have a public meeting to talk about a mooring plan. And the goal of that public meeting is to get feedback from the public. Here's where we are.
Then we'd hold a public hearing.
Right. Well, that's why I wanted to say, to me, the term public hearing comes with a lot more. It's a very technical term. So when I use the term public hearing, there are very specific things that you have to do for a public hearing. So public hearings, in my mind, come when you're adopting policy, when you're doing things that are very specific to legislative choices that you have to make.
But then you also have the public comment time.
Yep, so all I'm saying is the terminology, in my mind, is really distinctive. So when you say public hearing, that there's a notification requirement, statutory notification requirements. You have to do certain things. If you make changes to certain things before that, it's much more formal.
Well, that's if the public hearing is to establish an ordinance.
Right. So I'm just calling it. I'm saying when you call it a public hearing, in my mind, and it doesn't. I mean, it's just a terminology thing. So in my mind, it triggers something different. Whereas when I say public meeting, you know, big P, big M, that's more. There's a looser feeling to it. We're here to have a conversation as a committee. But when we have committee meetings, that's sort of also what I was talking about earlier. There are different sort of steps in the process.
Is the difference that this isn't a legislative body? So council is a legislative body and they have a hearing with a gavel. Yeah. This is an ad hoc committee, has a public process where we want to hear what people have to say and encourage them to weigh in on the process.
Yep.
But in parlance of the planning world, that's often referred to as a public meeting.
Well, they're all public meetings.